27 years old, and now her record's back atop the charts. Baby, sorry if you didn't like this record, offended by the things that we have said. But one day I'll fall when I'm a sacred cow, and everyone will love us when we're dead. Because everybody loves you when you're dead. Everybody loves you when you're dead.
Okay.
Hey, Chad, what's with the children's genre you're playing? Like the first hour, the Portal songs, why'd you pick those?
Those were some of Iron's favorite songs.
Yeah.
The Portal 1 and Portal 2 ending songs. So I thought since we were doing the last Ionic cash flow, we'd play those songs as kind of a postcard from Ion.
Right, and is it Portal 2 that talks about Carolyn, or is that Portal 3?
It's Portal 2.
I didn't really hear the lyrics, but, you know, we have little Carolyn here. Is that in that song? Is that what we heard?
Yeah, it's in the second half of what I played in the first hour.
Okay. Yeah, I tuned out. I was running around getting ready. So that's Ionic. Now, this thing we just heard, does that refer to Brian Jones, the Rolling Stones, liar, cheater, but everybody loves him?
First it talks about John Lennon, and then Brian Jones, then Nick Drake, then Sid Vicious, and then Amy Winehouse. Yeah.
Wow, I just caught the Brian Jones. I was drifting in and out, and I'll go back and listen to that. So it was about a lot of archetypes.
Yeah, I mean, everybody loves them now that they're dead, but they didn't give a shit about them when they were here.
Right. And
that sounds normal, just about accurate for everything.
And that is why we will never be loved, because we ain't going anywhere. We're not going to die. They're never going to be able to have that emotion about us. So we will never be liked. We will be in charge, but we'll never be liked.
Good.
Think of that, Carol. You're never going to be loved, Carol. Yeah, Pisces, you. Anyways, Brian Jones, when I heard the lying and cheating, I have particular evidence of that. I know Giorgio Gomelsky, who was the manager of the Stones at the very beginning, got them playing in the Crawdaddy Club, and then Brian Jones brought in Andrew Lou Oldham, or whatever his name was, and while Gomelsky was away back in Switzerland dealing with his father's funeral. So that's what I think of when I hear about lying and cheating.
Yeah, it says he was a liar and a cheater, and then some say he hit Anita. Is that it? Was that his wife or something?
That'd be Anita Pallenberg, who was maybe Keith Richards' girlfriend, and Anita Pallenberg was in the middle of all of them. So that's what comes to mind immediately. Look up Anita Pallenberg, famous actress, model or something back then, 60s beauty.
Yeah, it's funny. It's kind of like a cynical video, too, so it's worth checking out.
Okay, good. Are we back to the weed now?
Yeah, James, you can do your weed thing before we get to the next big item.
Okay, let's, for all those stoners that are here, let me just tell you the latest on the RNA weed. Okay, so the grower of this, who we've spoken about before, has successfully harvested the first batch of RNA wheat. What's interesting about this wheat is one of the things, it's a much denser bud than what's normally out on the market. And number one, even though it's indoor grown, it doesn't really matter because the process of growing has been altered, obviously, from the addition to the RNA drops to the water supply. So what's interesting about this is, and everybody should pay attention to this, all the stoners out there with your bong rips and everything ready to go, is this stuff is selling without even people looking at it, in other words, touching it or looking at it from close in their hands. They're smelling it. Usually it's the touch and the smell that determines the quality and choice of what people are going to buy. This stuff is selling just from a photograph, okay? So that means it's got some extraordinary weight to it if somebody is going to buy a pound of this stuff or whatever amount based on a photograph. So the plan is, even though I wasn't able to do this prior to leaving, everybody thought I was going to go to the Cannabis Cup while I was in Holland, which I would have loved to have done, but time permits and all that other stuff didn't allow me to do that. So what's going to happen is I'm going to be meeting with the people with the Kush Times. Kush Times, which is in L.A., which is the group headed up by some of the most powerful political people and doctors and everything. And I'm going to be injecting the RNA weed into the pipeline of publicity with all the rest of the new strains and what's coming out. But this one is unlike any other strain on Earth. So I'm going to give it a little publicity that deserves in that market. And then when it's time next year, for sure, when Ionic Gold 2.1, 2.2, and 2.3 come out, there's going to be some other new strains coming out. That Ionic 2.2 and 2.3, obviously, those are the prototype names, and we'll probably be calling them different names. Probably have something of the Ion word in there, but those will be coming out. And then I believe the next crop is due in end of December, beginning of January, at which time, of course, I'll be here to report in all the greatest effects from that, from test driving it myself, at which time then I'm going to introduce it into the L.A. market with all the top people out here, and hopefully we'll have Snoop Dogg on here or some big-time stoner that's going to talk about the RNA weed. So that's some of the contingency plans that we have sitting before us.
Did you get that, Chad? These people, these dope experts, they can tell in the photograph that this is something different.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there's more to a photograph than just some ink slapped onto a paper. There's a signature, and they're picking up on it.
That's right. That's a good point. That's a very good point. That's a very, 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 very good point. He's talking about a photograph like an American Indian would. It's not just a picture. There's a whole energy essence captured, held, the present, the future, the past, and everything ends in that moment right there. That's absolutely correct, and it's a good point. Very good point.
Yeah. So, Chad,
well,
I do have some native
ancestry. My great grandfather had. He was from the Blackfoot tribe.
Okay. Got it. Yeah.
Any relation to Jerry Foot? I used to play hockey with Jerry.
Jerry Foot?
Yeah, Jerry Foot and his brother, older brother, Richard. But you're saying signature is aura? Do you mean like an aura?
No, sure. Not necessarily an aura, just a pattern that acts as a key to unlock something or to recognize, just like with my symbols. They're an arrangement that tickle the eye in such a way that they pop something open.
Right, but is that, you mean the pixels in the picture? The pattern of the physical dots or something?
Well, there's more to the picture than the pixels. There's also, like, the how shiny is the picture and how does the light reflect off the picture and
how smooth is the surface.
It's more, what?
Off the object, how the light reflects off the object tells you about the object in the picture.
That and the ink on the page and the pixels and how it,
right.
How the color of the paper, how white the color of the paper looks, like every aspect of it. People don't take every aspect into consideration. They just think, well, how can you get high looking at a picture of weed, or how can you get seduced into buying it by looking at the picture? Well, there's something more there than just an arrangement of ink.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's why they have the centerfold on High Times. People don't really know that until they've consumed weed, because the people that open up those magazines, there fires off triggers in people that have had experience with plants, so that they take their best centerfold plant with the biggest crystals and the biggest power bud, and they put it in their centerfold on purpose in a big close-up picture. And they almost get a like contact high from it. It's very true.
Well, McDonald's and companies like, you know, other big beverage companies, they have done lots of research on the psychological effect of their advertising to try to optimize, like, how they present a hamburger.
Right.
So that
right.
I wish everybody would remember on a psychological level to make the person, like, they're creating an archetype of the hamburger by presenting it in such a way.
Yeah, it's interesting. Bob, I would tell you this. I know one of the top advertising execs out of New York with one of the biggest companies. He worked for CA for a little bit and then worked for one of the biggest ones in New York. And he was telling me one time about 7 or 8 people sitting around a table arguing over 30 seconds of film for some advertisements. Every frame, every angle, every light, every is looked at before they even put it out on the market at all. Sometimes it sits on the shelf for months while they argue about it.
Mm-hmm. And those advertising agencies are the real laboratories. You're taught in school, scientists are in labs doing this and that, but advertising is the most widely circulated medium, and the effort that goes into that is worth 1,000 sociologists, psychologists, and the physics of it. So that is the real lab, right there in Main Street.
Because that's where they're making the product, because the product itself is placebo. Whether it's a hamburger or a soft drink.
Right, I had a model go and do, an actress I know did the Carl's Jr. commercial, which is basically they get the sexy girl and they show her eating, they get it's the most beautiful girl they can, and then they have a veering point of like you're watching this person bite into the hamburger, right? To the fresh flesh. Anyhow, what they did, I asked her, so how many takes did they do until they decided, you know, day over, finished, get out of here, have a nice day. And they said like 30 takes because they had to dress the actual hamburger. They had to dress it up.
Yeah.
And the directors and everybody and the producers, all that right amount of distance between the two patties, and the lettuce had to be perfectly placed. And then when she bites into it, it has to drip down, just like the sexual suggestion, dripping down her neck. The ketchup is all over the place. A total perv, like, reality that Carl's doing. And then they did take after take. It took almost 15 hours to get the shots right, how they wanted them.
And what Alex Jones and everybody else worried about MKUltra doesn't recognize is that the more powerful MKUltra is right there in the advertising agencies. They worry about the Illuminati and Mr. Rothschild and Mr. This and Mr. That. And it's the ad agencies that became the currency and bankrupted the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds. See? So that's where Alex doesn't even get it. He's trying to make the Illuminati stronger than the advertising. Nope. Advertising is way stronger than anything. That's why McClung called it the art form of the 20th century.
Yep. Yep.
And we are the art form of the 21st.
You didn't have to have all those executives sitting around the table making those decisions in order for people to pick up on the picture of the RNA weed. You know, it's like Ion knew ahead of time.
Yeah.
All the different vectors and all the different reflections of light that were going to hit the picture the way that they were supposed to, so that it would enter someone's enter their mind in such a way that it unlocks whatever needs to be unlocked to say, I want that. Give me as much as you can.
So while we're here, Bob and Chad, this is what I would say. The pictures are going to eventually come out in magazine form of this RNA weed. One of the strains is going to come out. So I was thinking, you know, it should be photographed, the bud should be photographed next to the bottle itself. So people just don't look at it. Or, I mean, it should be photographed both ways, but I think it definitely should be, like, on the same page.
Yeah. I agree. But hey, Chad, what you just said is prescient. It's going to relate to what we're going to hear. I'm going to be playing a 30-minute clip this hour, then a 28-minute clip, well, 28-minute first, then a 30-minute next hour, and then a 15-minute. And it all fits what you just said, Chad. You'll see what once you hear this.
Okay.
So what was the other point? So what's amazing is that these guys, these people buying the stuff are going by the photograph and just showing up and buying it. Right away, you know, based on this photo.
Yeah, That's,
yeah, I was surprised to hear that.
Interesting.
I was surprised.
Yeah, did the people that you know who were selling it, did they anticipate the power of the photo?
No, no. I mean, I saw the photo, and they told me about it, and that's unheard of. If you're going to buy product, you touch it to sense how sticky the THC level is, and you smell it, and then you determine how compact the bud is once it's been trimmed and ready to be put on the market. And once you've done those things, then you determine the street value price or what you're going to be able to sell it to the dispensaries and whatnot. But it's unheard of to, like, photograph. Yep. Here it is. Okay, I want a pound of it. Just like that.
Okay, we've got to play 36 minutes, so we got a 28-minute. And Legend on the line. Hopefully you can wait or call back the next hour, Legend. But we've got to do this. We've got to stay on schedule. And Legend, you are discussed somewhere in here. So you can look forward to that. So here we go. This is session number 397, being recorded on October 24th, copyright 2011, New Grandview Incorporated, all rights reserved. And we're starting at 4:17 p.m. Hawaii time. Greetings, Zion.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
It's actually 4:19, just so you're clear.
Yeah,
okay.
It is. 4:19.
This is an old computer. Maybe it's a minute behind.
Maybe.
All heard of other questions in my Ion question file, but Bob, am I supposed to let you ask questions now?
I'll get to that. Do your question.
Keep asking? Okay, so cloud, back to cloud computing, electrical polarity.
Number one. Okay,
number one stuff.
Let's just clean it. We got your question. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's good. See, we make Bob say it, but you don't have to say it. We got it. Okay. The cloud was created as an aberrant capacitor. Some would say capacitation. Of everybody, the collective chip body that everyone's adding to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's reserved and held in one place known as the cloud. It applies not only to the fruit company, but also to the MS.
Microsoft.
Yeah.
What does that mean? It applies to them? They provide the technology, Carol?
They do the cloud as well.
Everybody uses the cloud. Everybody's chip body dumps into it. Okay. And
now that puts it all in one place. Now, as it's
so
obsolete.
Who made the cloud? What institution?
We did.
Who's the front Lee Harvey Oswald guy?
Right. It's a little different. Here's the thing. Yeah, I got that. It's going to look different, but it's not going to be just one line. It'll be a thing. No, relax, you know,
be
patient.
Line,
don't relax me, Bob.
What'd you say, Ian? What'd you just say?
It's one line, Bob, but it's a very lengthy line.
Right. You're right. So is the cloud a product of Web 2.0, or is it Web 3.0?
No.
It's not. And Web 4.0, I think Ian mentioned, is Ionic.
All of them are now, Bobby.
They're all Ionic. So Web 2.0 has culminated in the cloud.
Yeah, and they're going to fuck with us very soon. We're going to shut it all down. Then we're going to see how y'all do.
Right. And so that's the EMP that was said on March 24th, 2010, about the description of the Guff emptying. That EMP, is that?
ENP.
EN is in Ned, or nasty, or nobody, right?
Non-physical, right.
Oh, ENP, the energy of non-physical, or the extension of non-physical.
Yeah, we're going to shut the moneymaker down and see how y'all go.
Right. And
the occupiers will have something to talk about then.
The what?
Occupiers.
Oh, yeah, occupiers. So that's a combination of Web 2.0. Should we even use the term Web 3.0? Is that referring
to what you use?
Well, what's coming? Is the cloud the pinnacle of computing?
The downfall of computing.
Oh, okay. And then we move into what we want. after that.
You move into knowing without looking at the Googler.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so back to you, Carol. I mentioned lots of nouns. When you say that you, non-physical, are involved with everything that's going on the planet today,
yep.
Is that the extended non-physical that we hear creating words, or the non-physical that is involved with everybody, inside everybody?
No, it's not the one inside everybody. See, we have to bring that into the little man's perspective. If you're inside everybody, they got a prayer, a chance, an opportunity. But that doesn't help them in the ramification of a real completion of something that allows the individual human power to even be their very own, or at the least ours.
Yes.
The less they engage it, the more we more powerfully will have a position regarding it.
Right. You're saying that the people are all fooled by mortar, and you want to learn their perceptions, ability to handle mortar.
No, we're saying that they should be coming into their place of power, and the less they do, the more we shall.
Yes, and you're. What do you require people to do to show that? I mean, it's pretty. We've been using this phrase for 2 years. Coming into their power. What does that entail? Coming.
Then wonderful. Now there's another element to this, Bob, that we want to bring up here. There's a timed element within the Jubilee. We wanted to get the folks that were interested in this process in place before we released Axiom Water.
Okay, get them, and they're being put in place.
Yep.
Are you talking about the members of the rewrite group doing the Bible?
Well, it's a little more extreme than that.
No, I'm very interested in this timing aspect. I don't know if anybody else thinks about it, wonders about it, but I do tell people, look, Ian came here and he's on a schedule, but there's no time, so what would be the schedule? So could you care to elaborate a bit more about what this urgency or this timing thing is?
It's not urgent. The timing, there's a set level of how this is going to play. The point is...
And is that in the book? Then that's in the book of Revelations, the set level of the events of the Jubilee year. So the book of Revelation is largely concentrated around the events of the Jubilee year. You could focus it that way, couldn't you?
You absolutely could. And that's why there's great, great, great work went into that. You, whether or not you acknowledge it or not really makes no difference to us.
Okay, great work before it started or during this year?
The words themselves. It's pretty euphoric.
Great. You mean what we did in Rewrite? Or even
and
what Carol and I, we started by doing the Revelations under...
Yes.
Okay, so that starts it. And then we have the group, and then we get into the details, and they're uttered. And is the deadline December... 21st, 2011.
Don't call it a deadline.
I know that's not the right term, but
no,
is there...
Wait, there's a better
I'd say
term.
It was yesterday. yesterday.
Pretty much. Let's call it a deathline.
Deathline. Yeah, not
it's
dead,
a
yes.
Deadline, it's a deathline. Because the transition is sure. Because all that's going to happen, Bob, is that the environment's going to get to a place where you're going to say, I'm happier transitioning than staying here in this shit.
Okay, so
that's
people...
That's all it is.
But people put up with hardship, but are you saying Americans are actually having a new anxiety they never expected to have right this year? And they're saying, I don't see anybody solving, they're not going to give me a job, I can't take it without a job, I'm out of here. That's what people are thinking. They're wimps, they didn't even fucking stay or try anything, right? They're giving up real easy.
Well, you know, or like the fella who had a family member who had a stroke and couldn't get any medical assistance and couldn't get him taken care of, takes him into a church, kills her, and then kills himself.
Wow.
Okay, cool. People, you know, they're just all that you're going to hear now. Used to, say in the 60s, a murder was a big deal, Bob.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, shit, they don't even put murder in the damn paper anymore.
I see.
Like, Oh, well, whatever.
So that's a recent event. A guy killed somebody in the church. Okay. Yeah. I didn't see that, but that happened recently.
For the reason of I can't take care of my family.
Right.
So I'll kill them and kill me, and that way at least we won't be in the way.
So you're saying a lot of that's going on that's not reported on the media.
Tons of that's going on.
So what do you think, are they perceiving, oh, look, the radiation is coming from Japan. Are they getting sucked into the news stories that makes them depressed?
No, not so much, because
they're just not used to not having a role. They're not used to not working.
They can't afford to watch the news.
Right, they just can't get any money. They just don't know how to do it.
Right, and then you got, well, look at that Bernie Madoff son who killed himself.
Oh, yeah.
Because his dad got screwed up in some 30-year Ponzi scheme. That's a hell of a deal that you can run a Ponzi scheme for 30 fucking years. That's pretty.
But he was an accomplished parallel worlder. He was working with maybe elements connected to the parallel worlders involved with the Battery Park.
Here's the balance of it now. The balance of it is this. If there's an if clause, if the humans don't come into their place of power, Bob, the rocks are going to start crying out. And when the rocks cry out, Bob, there's a volcano growing right today. This earth is responding to this creation that's being laid out.
You are the creation that's being laid out? Is that what you mean?
Well,
You said this creation is being laid out. I don't know what that would refer to.
To what the human creators have spoken out of their mouth.
Okay. It's responding to what people wanted. They wanted disaster. They wanted a
big
climax.
They wanted ascension.
Yeah.
They wanted ascension, and now they're having second thoughts or second
questions. Oh, that's what non-physical doesn't tolerate. Okay, you wanted us.
They wanted it. We told them. They engaged it, and now they're slowing up. Well, now all that does, Bob, is it sets a frequency so that the earth will rip itself down the damn middle.
Okay, Cosmic Awareness used to talk through Doobie and the other guy, or Doobie and Worcester, that in 1755, big earthquake in Lisbon, and the myth in the Cosmic Awareness people is that they all had reincarnated from Lisbon, and they all were there, priests and Carmelite nuns and that, and they'd caused they got in a hassle among themselves, and that caused the big earthquake. You're saying that because some of the rewrite members aren't making it, and we're the only ones causing everything, so if some of us don't make it, and the majority become screw up.
I'm not even non-physical will play. My own non-physical won't talk to me. I'm in a bad shape. Well, pretty much, yeah.
Okay. So it's interesting to think. Everybody knows science fiction that, you know, things can appear or machines could start talking and being an avatar.
That's the essence of creation. All your science fiction from the 60s is what you're living now.
Okay, so JW knows that you can perform without the JWs now.
Apparently.
Yeah, that's recent.
He was a little shocked because he got
okay,
all
how download. Would he know it happened? How would he know it happened?
He got a bunch of downloads. It was just like all at once. All of the session was like kablam.
and he knew he didn't participate. He didn't do
right.
it. But before,
right.
when other JWs did it, he kind of knew that.
He kind of knew that. Yes,
right.
Or the telltale signs would like, you know, something got planted or something got mowed or something got done that nobody else did. And they would say, you did a great job on that. And it's like, I've never worked a minute in my life. I don't know how I did a great job at anything. But you know, that kind of stuff. And so the telltale signs sort of show up, and he just goes with it.
Yeah, but that's the understanding. That's validation of other JWs. And he understood, well, okay, I didn't do the session. They said someone else did. They got that. But when he got a download, and this, so is this weekend the one, is it within the past week the virtual ion showed up, so to speak? When did he get these downloads?
I think Sunday. Sunday.
So over this past week or so, it is the avatar. I mean, you did that discussion with Ken Hudson about the avatar. I go back and listen to that. You're actually talking, maybe you did it with him first.
Maybe.
Maybe you were an avatar, you know, a disembodied voice. Hey, wait a minute, that's the meaning tonight of non-physical versus non-physical. Now, that's an interesting, you know how Carolyn was trying to figure out non-physical and non-physical?
Right.
That would be non-physical, and then the avatar non-physical.
Right, which are both non-physical. And then if you go into that from the beginning of the days, it'll be, well, is this live ion or Memorex ion?
Right.
It makes no difference.
Once we accept the notion or the idea that you're an avatar, then we start stretching it, oh, maybe the whole thing was that.
And that's fine. And that's why it's interesting if you really look at the...
But no, definitely JW was performing. You know, we know JW was performing, but then maybe in the larger thing, we only could accept a human being. You did say that a couple weeks ago. What you believe is coming through JW because that's how you could only understand it. You know, that,
correct. And the proof is in when you go back and listen to the archives and you hear things that you were witnessed and a party to, and you hear things that there's no way in the world possible could have been constructed. Even in your gossip thing you sent JW, he was listening to that, and he's kind of like, holy shit.
I'm not sure, what is the thing, what are examples of, at the beginning that I don't know or something? You just said something, I don't
get
that.
It was the Bill of Particulars, and the last, you've only sent him one little snippet in a year, the gossip thing.
Oh yeah, that was the, you mean JW on Tailgate, talking to Brian and Tina? That was the gossip?
Yeah,
something like that. So we sent that for him to hear,
right.
And he was shocked at what?
He was stunned with the essence of the conversation. It was stunning to him.
Was he stunned that he knows that was the avatar, or it was not a JW talking to them?
The words coming out of that JW's mouth was amazing to that JW.
And what were they the avatar out? JW? The avatar ion?
We wouldn't speak to that. We wouldn't speak to
right,
that.
Right, but okay,
not
so that's before, he's only starting to think of the avatar recently, maybe last week or today or something. But the point is that he was just shocked at what the concepts or the way JW act.
Right, and the answers and the it just completely took over the conversation and was just answering the questions and engaging. And
because he would never do that himself.
He would never do that. And this was an eye on
this. Like maybe,
JW.
Say, Bob hearing a tape and he went on Ed Sullivan nude or something, and, you know, Bob would say, I'd never do that. It's like seeing that, right?
Right.
Yeah, it's a shocker, so to see what something called you. But if it's all a Memorex, that was an avatar, JW, or ion. It may not have been.
So maybe, Bob.
Yeah. But he just amazed at what's being said.
Correct. But so maybe, Bob, it goes something like this. You can't tell your ascension until you take a rear-view mirrored experience and apply it to your new place of being.
That would explain tachyons. That tachyon's a metaphor for that.
Maybe Sasha wouldn't know how good she's got it until she sees backward into the play.
Well, seeing backwards is the idea that the tachyons are going faster speed of light and everything's already happened.
So therefore, even
that.
Your future's in the past.
Right. And
right,
so
now,
I might be an avatar.
I might be
an avatar.
Yes. And some are more pleasurable than others.
Some of me, avatars? Yeah.
Yes, some of you are much more fun than others of you.
Okay. So here's this ion. So can we say, what is this weekend? This is October. This is the famous October 22nd weekend.
Yep.
Is when Avatar Ion really proved it by doing so many sessions and JW was away.
Uh-huh.
All the JWs were away. They're so busy. So this is top secret, right? This does not come out.
Well, yeah, until JW says it's okay, we wouldn't.
Right. So the interesting, so now I think of the mentors and the skeptics, how if they get an inkling, oh, this is all a program made by the Pentagon, you know what I mean? It's like the black crystal guy, the black rock, Will says that. We're the Illuminati. It's a creation of the Illuminati, is what he said about us. We are frontmen for the Illuminati. So it'd be interesting if the whole thing was that. If somebody projected this into our home, and then we projected it all over the place.
Okay, so JW, so I might talk about this with JW. Do you think I should bring it up with him a bit or wait?
Yeah,
a bit?
Not today.
Not today, but talk about this weekend.
When he's in a good mood, that'd be good.
Yeah, about what he experienced, that the feeling or the knowing he got this weekend that he downloaded this stuff and he knows no JWs did it.
Right.
So that would, as we get more understanding almost of the non-human aspects of Ion as an avatar, then that makes the readings even more excellent or something. Like Ion has been producing probably pretty good readings because they're addressed to Carolyn and maybe a little bit to me over the last week or so.
Well, if it's to Carolyn, it benefits you, and when it plays with you, it benefits her. So at all levels, it should...
It's at both
all levels, it should apply.
So, all levels. So the people, I think over the last 2 weeks, people have, the regulars who've had their sessions and come back, had another, they're all quite amazed at the session they get. Do you know what I mean? They're like, whoa. So they actually think they're getting better, and they're getting better sessions because Ion's not talking to them.
Right.
They're getting like closer to what we used to do in Melting Titanium. Okay, well, that's a pretty interesting thing that my visual... So that's why I was covered. I said Ion was an environment. It's not coming through JW. But I didn't have a way of further elaborating that. I wouldn't tell them how I now know, but it's a virtual hologram. It's the TV show Wild Palms, which comes up. You said to Carolyn earlier that... something to do with the Wild Palms. Forgot the thought. You implied a few hours ago that you, you're creating the chip body and you, you sort of up the ante. We can do so much now. So Carolyn's going to be a bit surprised when I tell her this, right?
Should
Unless
be,
she's
yeah.
listening. Yeah. Now, the what we like about Carolyn...
No, I won't be surprised.
So you've been listening the last 20 minutes?
Maybe not.
Okay, you know what we're saying.
But Ion is an environment, for sure.
Did you hear this statement? JW downloaded all the sessions in the last half a week or whatever, and he knew none of the JWs created them. So we're talking to a HAL from 2001. We're talking to an avatar, to a hologram, or something. And what Ion can do with the computer reality, why can't he do what's going to be sold to people in 5 years? You know, people have little things talk to them, right, like a human being, right?
Right. So you mean none of the JW's mouths were used?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking to an electronic environment here.
Mm-hmm.
What is the technology Ion? Is it an electronic arrangement of digital code or something?
Well, it's digitized. We don't know about code.
Right. So, and then eventually, Karen, as you get used to the idea, you'll start to think, "Oh, it's been this way for 2.5 years, 3 years, whatever it's been." But the point is, if you know how. Did you saw Wild Palms where a person would be projected into their living room, would be projected into the consumer's living room, and he'd talk to a human being.
Mm-hmm.
But he'd just be an image. That's what Ion is saying Ion is right now, today.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, that's the thought. Okay. Ion said that they have access with the cloud to every bit of information, even more. So that's why if I mention Wild Palms, Ion knows immediately what that is. Because
yeah.
it's in the cloud.
It's a Googled thing, I guess.
Yeah. It's a Google thing. Now,
no,
maybe...
Googler. Come on, get the word. Everybody else has got that word. You got to get
right,
it.
Googler. But you said trebler. Is it trebler and applier? In a previous reading, it was trebler versus applier. But you said a couple hours ago to Carolyn, trebler or applier.
Uh-huh.
Did they become the same meaning rather than opposed?
Both. They have different, they're shifting.
Right. So that means that we could, it seems to me that when you started coming into Tailgate without JW, that was the virtual, that's the avatar performing. Because when you leave, I don't think the phone disconnects.
No.
There was something that would happen. Yeah, it's like you would show up and then leave and not in the normal mode where JW right. would show. So you've been that way since April when you showed up the night I asked about JW. Is he sleeping right now? And we found out there was more than one JW. That could have been an avatar JW that showed up.
Yeah, but that's just a word, so, yeah.
What I mean by avatar is not going through any physical JW bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but see, that's the whole point of this godship business, is that you're not predicated to your body. You can
right.
have something physical that doesn't have to be mean your body.
Yeah, your physical is not limited to your body.
Correct. And if you get that, then you've hit the home run.
Well, I think I get that, and I try to point that out to people. So when Ion says that the majority of us, yeah, the majority of us are non-physical, you know, we got way more non-physical than physical. That way more, Carolyn, once you drop all that non-physical, you got the way more physical.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the non-physical is actually physical.
Yeah, the physical is actually non-physical. The non-physical is actually physical.
Physical. Mm-hmm. So the old categories of you got way more in your body between the spaces of non-physical than physical, but we know non-physical was a band-aid temporary situation that ascended happened, the fallen had created. So therefore, the image of way more of myself as non-physical, I've changed that image. I've dropped it being non-physical. It's now physical. And that physical is not based on what I see in myself. My physical is way beyond what I see. Correct, Ion?
Certainly.
Yeah. And so we can even drop the term non-physical, Carolyn, if you fully understand that physical
mm-hmm.
is
mm-hmm.
not what you see, including we are a hologram, Carolyn. I mean, that's where you could look at some science fiction scenarios, and we are a tape recording. You know, like April in 1911, that's Bob the programmer who put the code in to create the 20th century to lead to this game.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's interestingly new, isn't it?
Refreshing.
Yeah, it changes. I mean, that's great if we get a conversation with JW and he understands or agrees that, no, I didn't. None of the JWs did that. So, now, if you get more advanced computers, Carolyn, or whatever hologram technology has, I can show up anywheres and speak anywheres.
It's not required of the computer. See, that's the thing. Bob, if you ever... There's
yeah.
this fella, he wrote a bit, and he was a speaker. You may have heard of him.
McLuhan?
Yeah, Marshall McLuhan.
Yeah. Yeah.
He sort of mentioned something about this once.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, then, so...
You should look up on him. He might have something interesting.
You can wiki him for me, Carol. Wiki him and see what we get out of him.
Marshall McLuhan.
Okay, so...
Chart him up that Googler.
Hey, Ion, so the parallel world images can be simulated programs. If we forget about the division between bodies, organic bodies, and computers, and start thinking of the simulations and the parallel worlds as like Matrix realities, as made in the Matrix. Remember, the guy thought they lived in New York? That's approximating what's going on here with the parallel worlds.
Well, that's what we've said all along. If you can see it, it's not real. If you can't see it, it is.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you can see it, it's not real. We're in a program. Now, that's not metaphorically, but it's factual. And, okay, so do you have any images you want to share with us?
Well, that covered a lot.
Yeah, that was great. Are you there,
Bob?
I was listening to the other thing, so I was a few behind. Carolyn told me. Okay, so what did you say, Chad? You had a response?
Yeah, I covered a lot of ground there. About
damn
the
right, dude.
Yeah. The cloud and...
The suicides?
The suicide, but the ENP rather than the EMP.
Right. He was adding to what
You have on March 24th, 2010, he tells us about, well, I think, I'd have to go back and listen to it, we thought he was saying EMP, M as in Michael, right? And that all the electronics would be blown out and everybody would be left stranded. What I get from this that wasn't apparent before is that the whole cloud computing phenomenon is the setup for that EMP.
Yeah. And I developed that a bit in my sessions last year about the, everyone was moving to the cloud, but that the cloud was basically going to be ripped away from them at some point.
Yeah, yeah. It's not the world government, the unity of the world government, or the solar government, or the universal government. It's the mythic stage or the membrane government. Everybody's in the same resonant node.
Yeah, exactly. Right. When they talk about moving their data to the cloud, or, you know, big enterprise corporations now are doing that. They're taking all their information and putting it into the cloud. If Ion's right, it's going to be pretty interesting when that cloud collapses and it's not available.
That's media ecology. That's McLuhan's point. Turn off the environment. They're going to turn off the resonant node.
Exactly.
Now, a close listener, when you re-listen to this, if you didn't catch it, did you hear Ion say they're getting ready to set us up? Did you get that? It's something like they're getting ready to come after us. Did you hear that?
Yeah. I heard that. Yep.
Yeah, that leads to what starts in December 2011, 6 weeks later.
That leads to what?
To the disappearance of JW.
Oh, okay.
See, right, there's so a bit of anticipation was said right there about what was coming.
Mm-hmm.
About what we'd have to do, because it's almost like the Pentagon or whoever knows the cloud's setting them up to get nailed. So they're coming after non-physical Ion. Because Ion said it's creating the cloud. Did you get that?
Creating the cloud. Woo.
That's at the very beginning, James, when you re-listen to it. The very beginning.
Yeah.
Because we created it.
Right.
I played some clips, I think the second time I was on Cashflow, about the Ion talking about the cloud. And Ion said the cloud is the same cloud that's in the Bible, in the Old Testament, that they're following
the
out of Egypt.
The Jews, yeah, Moses. The cloud of glory and the pillar of fire.
Yeah, a cloud of glory by day and a pillar of fire by night. So it's the same cloud. They're following the cloud, and that's what... Like, I watch it in my own industry. Like, I've seen small startup IT businesses put their data on the cloud, and then medium-sized businesses, and now the big thing is enterprise cloud migration. So the biggest corporations on the planet are now moving their data off of their own physical computers and putting it onto the cloud, which, as I was saying, the cloud is just a single node. Like, it's one point.
And you hear Ion says nobody knows what it is or how it happened. He says that. It might be in the next. There's more to come. I've got, you know, another 45 minutes to play, but there's more details. But I know that's the effect I get of what he said, is that nobody really knows what it is, how it happened. And Ion's saying non-physical did it.
Yeah, it's funny. The conversation or the dialogue that goes on between enterprise IT, like chief technology officers and things like that, they're all asking each other, like, what's your cloud strategy? You know,
yeah.
It's a given that they have to go move all their stuff to the cloud.
Right. And all paranoid.
Yeah. And it's interesting because Ion said that they have total access to the cloud, and that's why Ion can pull up any information about, you know,
anything.
Bank PIN numbers to lines in an I Love Lucy episode. You know, it's all available to them because they've got full access to the cloud because they created it.
Right. Just for the record, earlier I had to do a couple of edits here and there. You'll hear me saying, well, it's a long line. And he says, yeah, it's a very long line. He's talking about the code, the writing. I was asking, what is it? You know, and it's a line of code. So you'll know that's what, when you re-listen to what that's
it? You mean the cloud is it?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I was trying to visualize, how is it made? What's it look like? And he says, it's a very long line of code or something. Very long line.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a little amateur's technical talk, but you won't know what it is unless you hear me say this. Okay, so The thing is, James, what you just
heard. When is
heard,
the cloud going to throw down? The whole thing breaks into pieces. And when is? Did he say with the timing of that?
It's up to us. It's always up to humans.
Let's just do it on the 21st of December this year and get it over with.
Yeah, yeah. Now, James, what was the idea? The corporate guys, Chad just said, are saying, what's our cloud strategy? Their non-physical or the God self knows that we're acting out a program and it's all predestined, and they can't admit it in social human life, but they almost know we're being set up, but they know they got to do it. Because they're paranoid about it.
What a headache.
Yeah, the God part of humans knows all this stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, why don't they just do it on the 21st? That'll please everybody, won't it? Wouldn't it?
Zappa's birthday. I would be all for that. Do it on Zappa's birthday, December 21st.
Yeah, do it on Zappa. And so mote it be from this moment forward.
Yes. Now, this is just the beginning. There's even more. So it's pretty... we're getting incredible emails, and apparently we're getting a lot because Ron is back. Trust Ron to come back.
Legend's been on hold, too, so we got to take Legend when we get back.
All right. Yeah, because the next one is about 30 minutes. So I give us 10, 15 minutes to talk to Legend. And yeah. Legend gets mentioned in passing in one of these recordings, so he can look forward to that.
Oh,
but so what do you think the discussion of the rewrite group? See, the whole point is that what we said and heard from Ion and spoke back with Ion in the Rewrite Revelation series had never been uttered by humans before, and that's why it became the molder, the medium of determination in the world matter, and why 2011 was like it was.
Mm-hmm. Brace yourself for 2012. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that was 2012. 2011 was 2012.
Good.
We're now in 2013.
Yeah.
Very good. We'll see you soon. Or did you know the lost angel? City of night. City of night. City of night. City of night. Woo! Oh!
Listening to AchieveRadio.com, the positive side of broadcasting.
Hi, everybody. This is James Martinez. It's no doubt that if you're a new listener or old, you've probably heard the miraculous news that's been accumulating over the past year. It's been an honor and privilege to bring you the most thought-provoking, impactful product to ever be bestowed to the public. You guessed it, RNA drops. Time and time again, I've been most impressed with the incredible public reaction to this gift to the world. And I personally like to give personal thanks once again to its creators, Ion, Dr. Carolyn Dean, and Bob Neffert. I'm proud to say your world will never quite be the same once you try this product. Please feel free to go to the website jamesmartinezrnadrops.com and listen to the hours and hours of testimonials coming from all over the world on a daily basis. This, my friends, is just the beginning. As more and more good news comes in, share it with your friends, your lovers, and tune in here and celebrate live every Thursday night and hear the incredible news from all over the world. Again, go to jamesmartinezrnadrops.com. That's jamesmartinezrnadrops.com. Thanks again, everybody.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Ginny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many of my years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. In 2010, I met Dr. Carrie.